The Guardian.
Hello, my name is Margaret Holborn. One of the most intriguing artifacts in the Guardian archives collection is a Tandy Radio Shack portable computer from 1983. This radically changed how journalists reported stories on location. We're here with Maeve Kennedy, special writer for The Guardian and a journalist for 30 years, who can help us find out more. Hello, Maeve.
Well, I'm feeling very sentimental looking at this horrible little lump of beige and black plastic, I have to say. When I first came to The Guardian and saw one of these, actually that's not quite true, it was during a general election in Ireland and I saw another reporter with one and I literally didn't know what it was. And I came here and they gave me my Tandy and I thought, well, technology can go no further than this. This is just a reporter's dream. It had a five-line display. I think this is one of the early five lines. Some of the later ones had slightly bigger screens. And some of the later ones still had flip-up screens with terrible plastic hinges, which invariably snapped in the middle of some crucial job. So I stuck at my little five-line display. But it was a genuine word processor. You could cut, paste, shove stuff around, provided you could remember what was higher and lower than your five lines in front of you. And the absolute miracle, the thing which I could not believe, is it came with two horrible little plastic cups, which looked more kind of gynecological and obstetric, really, than journalistic. And if you could find a telephone with a receiver exactly the right shape, you could shove these little cups onto the bits of the handset and you could send copy down the line. I just literally couldn't believe it. After years and years and years in wet phone boxes reeking of pee with the wind and the rain blowing in under the door, shouting down the line to copy takers, this just transformed my life. It was a really magical encounter. I fell in love with it immediately. And I'm feeling all that tender yearning for reconciliation with a long lost lover now.
Well, we're going to make your reconciliation a little bit even stronger because we've actually found your original Tandy with your name on it in the archive this morning. So here's Mariam and she's bringing over and reuniting it for you because you stuck your sticker on it.
I did. Oh, look at this. Now, picking this up now, I carry an iPad around with me now, and it weighs a ton. And it has all that sort of creaky, crackly quality of nasty old plastic. But up until then, I had been carrying my Olympus portable typewriter around with me everywhere, which I can probably dig out of the attic at home, but it must have weighed a good half a stone. So the difference in weight and portability of this was just sensational. The real problem with the Tandy wasn't the Tandy itself, which was a terrific bit of kit, near as damn it indestructible. I mean, this one was dropped many times in many different places under all sorts of climate conditions and probably on a boat, very nearly avoided going overboard on the ferry from Ireland several times. But the real problem with these was the quality of the phone lines in these days. Children, you won't believe this, but it was almost impossible to make a phone call without the line cutting out or crackling violently at some stage. And when that happened, the Tandy connection was broken and you had to start all over again. There was also the problem of finding various phones with those fancy flat sort of Dan Dare-ish Ericsson phones with a very flat handpiece wouldn't fit any of the couplers. So what the Tandy really liked was a good old fashioned Bakelite black phone. And when you married it up with one of those, it was a really happy piece of kit and it worked perfectly. And it ran on its tiny little batteries for hours and hours and hours. It probably ran for longer than my iPad does.
I think it ran on AA batteries, didn't it?
It did. It did, which you could buy in any filling station. No reporter that I knew didn't have a pocket full of AA batteries. Long before the days of rechargeables, obviously.
So it never sort of ran out. As long as you put batteries in, it kept on going. It was more the phone connection.
It was the phone connection that was often a real disaster. And you would sometimes half phone copy over and then realise that you actually couldn't get the whole thing, half Tandy the copy over and then realise you couldn't get the whole thing to go through. Or it came through illegible because it sometimes came through as scrambled eggs on the other side. I noticed that this has all sorts of smart little jacks at the back, which I have to say I never remember using. It's got a jack, a little sort of sunflower-shaped
jack socket for a cassette tape recorder. I don't think the Guardian issued sophisticated things like cassette tape recorders in those days, so I never used that. And it claims here it has a printer jack. Quite a conventional, actually, 16-pin by the look of it, printer jack. But I never managed to make mine work with the printer. So it did what it did, which is it phoned copy down the line. And it was a wonderful thing. It's got a very severe note on the back saying, prohibited from direct or indirect connection to any telecommunication system run by British Telecommunications. Well, of course, it never ran on anything except BT Telecommunications. I don't think I've ever read this threatening notice before. So somebody may be arriving to take me away in chains at any moment.
What did you have when the sort of Tandy finished its sort of life cycle? What came next?
Well, the Tandy was in use very much on the road. We were still using, there was a crossover between typewriters in the office and Tandys. And certainly copy was still coming through, wired copy being printed out on a clattery printer, being handed over to you in great wadges of copy on a massive roll of paper, not cut into pages. Because to be perfectly honest, my little beige friend, it was not a comfortable medium for reading enormous quantities of copy. I mean, I have written 1,000-word stories on a Tandy, but you needed a very, very good memory because it took so long to scroll back up to the top. So it was a sort of crossover technology. Conventional computers came in, but I mean, not portable on the road. The Tandy survived long after the office had gone over to conventional computers. And I probably didn't have anything better than the Tandy until I got my first hideously heavy laptop. And that would probably have been a Dell about 20 years ago. And they plugged directly into a phone line, which was the attraction. They suffered from the same problems of line quality. Yeah. The idea of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and any broadband would have just seemed science fiction. It's a fantastic thing. It had all sorts of, I see it has all sorts of buttons at the top, which again, I never used. It's got a label button. I don't even know what that does. It's got a break and pause, which may have been something useful to do with transmitting it again. Never knew where that was. But it was essentially a small typewriter keyboard attached to a 5-line screen and a fabulous thing. The label lasted very well, didn't it? That's a Pronto Print address label, which must itself be the best part of 30 years old, and it's still perfectly legible. But the London phone numbers have gone through several drastic changes since then. It's got the old 01 Farringdon Road phone numbers on it. I'm going to try turning this on now. Do you know, I don't even have to think about how to turn it on. My fingers move automatically to it. It should have a comforting little red glow, but it doesn't. So it's finally run out of AAA batteries. And I suppose since it's now a museum piece, we daren't try putting in batteries in case the whole thing explodes or the guys from BT come to arrest me. But it is, I could, and I often did have to, I could type on this in the dark. It's just an absolutely familiar, comforting, reassuring, utterly dependable, wonderful little bit of kit.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.